The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Buddy, happy Thursday. Sorry, I got distracted by the chat. Happy Thursday. Welcome to the Early Edge. We got a lot of golf to talk about, a lot of golf going on right now. And of course, we're sizing up March Madness because the brackets are about to come out. We got to do the Early Edge Bracket Challenge. I'll tell you about that in just a second. But I'll tell you what, we got to look at the recap screen first because I'm reading some of the comments and it's true. We did not have a good day yesterday. We need to bounce back. We were only 1-4. Unfortunately, Texas, my pick, also lost there. They were up 10 at halftime and just completely blew it. Butler loses. Mikey B loses his. Martin Green comes through. So we absolutely love to see that. But we got to do better than yesterday. We have to do better than that. And we will do better than that. Who are we going to do it with? We are going to do it with Maestro. Prop Stars and Buckets. And by the way, we've got some sports line picks for you as well. So stay tuned for that because, listen, there's a lot of golf going on. There's going to be some NBA, of course, some soccer, but a lot of college basketball today. Larry's going to bring a couple of basketball picks. I've got some leans for you, and we've got a couple of sports line picks later on in the show. But I got to lead this way. Buckets, you got a lot of stuff behind you now. What's the P.O. Box update?
The P.O. Box has been popping off. I'm going to show you all a couple really cool things I got yesterday. First of all, I know you don't know Division II English soccer, Sia, but this is Cyril the Swan, a framed poster of him, which is a pretty big deal if you're a fan of teams like Swansea. And then, of course, Denny Hamlin, I think is how you say it, autographed little NASCAR thing here. So that's kind of dope. I appreciate that people are sending me stuff outside of my sport because I don't know what half the things are behind me anymore.
And by the way, I saw Maestro and Proppy kind of shaking their head. It's Denny Hamlin, D-E-N-N-Y.
You even told me that before the show, and I still said it wrong. So feeling good today.
I'm a noted NASCAR expert, as is Proppy and Maestro. All right. So listen, let's get started. By the way, hit the like button if you haven't already. I see you, Sox Nation. I see you, Nick. I see you, Dennis, DBU, Fresco. Let's make it a habit, Bradley. I see you in there, too. Let's make it a habit to hit the like button right when we get in here. But let's get things started because we got a lot of picks to go through. If you all have any leans or you all have any questions or you all have any picks, I want you to put those in the chat as well. Buckets, we're going right back to you, by the way. And by the way, I'm sorry, Maestro, hello. Proppy, hello. I just want to get to Buckets' soccer pick, if we could. Or do you have 2 soccer picks, actually? Buckets, you have the floor yet again.
See, I've got 2 picks for us, and I had to hold myself back from giving us 14 today because y'all know how much I love Europa and Europa Conference competitions. But I'm sticking with my 2 favorite, and we're starting with the matchup between German side Bayer Leverkusen hosting Azerbaijani club Karabag. And I'm taking both teams to score at minus 115. We played the exact same thing in the reverse fixture that ended 2-2 at plus 105, and the books are just not respecting how good this Karabag side is. Leverkusen, I will say, will probably win this game 4-1, 5-1, 5-2. They're a really, really good side. But Karabag have now scored in 15 matches straight across all competitions. This is a team with Joninho scoring for fun right now that you do not want to ignore. BTTS, I would have played all the way up to minus 150 here. So minus 115, tremendous line for that first matchup. And then going to the same competition, Europa, we're looking at Atalanta versus Portuguese side Sporting Lisbon. And I'm going Atalanta over 1.5 team total at minus 120. In the first leg of this competition, when it was played at Sporting, Sporting did not take Atalanta seriously enough. They drew 1-1, and now they have to travel to Italy to play an Atalanta side that is rested, that is tough to beat at home, and that is scoring goals just freely right now. Team total seems very playable at minus 120. Again, this is going to be a tough match that could be 3-2, 2-2, 2-1, but Adelanta should get at least two goals now that they're ready for the second leg.
All right. Love both of the picks. We've got a couple of soccer cappers in the chat as well. Larry, I actually have a question for you, but before I do that, Proppy, I got to say hello to you because it's a little disrespectful that I didn't lead with a hello because, listen, because we had a bad day yesterday, don't get me wrong, but you have been red hot. So usually when we have a bad day, we're like, all right, we gotta make sure Proppy is on the show. You have an NBA pick for today, which we're not going to get to quite yet, but just let me ask you, over today and let's say tomorrow, what can we expect from the NBA prop market from you specifically?
A bevy of picks, Sia, and also hello, gentlemen. I hope everyone's having an excellent morning. Shout out to the chat as well. I didn't have my best day yesterday either, Sia. Finished 4-4 on the site. I consider that, well, it is frankly a losing day considering the juice. I am ready for a bounce back. Today's slate is fairly light. I should probably have 2 to 3 picks out at minimum. I'll be prepping for tomorrow. Hopefully get 5 to 7 picks in tomorrow, and I'm just fired up, Sia.
All right, absolutely. And Larry, there was a question in the chat about the college basketball state from a schedule standpoint. Any response to that?
Well, this is one of the greatest days of the year in terms of betting. I mean, the Players' Championship is underway. 52 college basketball games starting at 11 a.m. Eastern. Tom Casale has a pick on that 11 a.m. game already up on the site from last night. So this is one of the greatest days of the year. You can literally watch and bet all day.
Well, I absolutely love that. It is just packed. I mean, we're talking like in less than a couple hours, we got games tipping off. And of course, the Players is going on right now. So it'll be a full day of action. By the way, if you want to bet on any of these games, you can do it at BetMGM, obviously. This show is sponsored by BetMGM. And you can go over to BetMGM right now and get $150 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $5 and you'll receive $150 instantly in bonus bets, regardless of your wager's outcome, with bonus code EDGE150. That's EDGE150. All right, we mentioned the Players. I got a couple more Players picks, and I say more because yesterday I gave out a 3-ball. Right now, they're in the middle of it. I believe we basically got a tie ball game, or the guy we picked, Russell Henley, is tied with one other person, and then we've got a guy trailing those two guys. So it'll be a sweat going into basically, they're only on the 6th hole. So we got a few hours actually to sweat that one. I've got two more for you, and I'm going to give them to you after this break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
A lot of people in the chat talking about BYU. Very, very interesting. I think Maestro was very interested in those comments as well, but we'll get to that in a little bit. By the way, Japan says round 1 3-ball. Emiliano Grillo over Taylor Moore and Scott Stallings. I don't hate that. I think Scott Stallings could surprise for a round, but I don't hate where you're going with that. Grillo has been very good. All right, let me get to my two matchups. One of these is over at DraftKings. The other one is over at FanDuel. If you have any leans or if you don't have this matchup, you can feel free to message me after the show. I will try to get to it. We've got one pending right now, but let's go with Hideki Matsuyama minus 135 over Cam Davis. This one starts in a few hours. I will say this about Cam Davis. First of all, we know Hideki's been playing well. If you've been following golf at all, obviously last week he played well. There is an injury that I don't love with him that has been nagging him. But obviously it was okay last week, and frankly, I'm only playing him for one round here, not four. So I don't really mind it here. I will say this about Cam Davis, though. He's actually been better than you think. He hasn't been playing much, but when he has been playing, the approach play and the putter have actually been pretty good. With all of that said, I just think Hideki's in a different class than Cam Davis is from a talent standpoint. And I do think he's coming in a little bit hotter than Cam Davis. So while I do appreciate where Cam Davis's game is right now, I do like Hideki in this matchup, minus 135 over Cam. The next one, this one's over at FanDuel. Matthew Pavon, minus 125 over Akshay Bhatia. Akshay Bhatia has not been very good lately. He's completely fallen off the map. And if you know anything about Matthew Pavon, you know he's been red hot lately. Last week, not so great. But he just took down a tournament a few weeks back. And he's been really good with the ball striking, pretty good with the short game as well. So I really think this is probably a bad line. Akshay Bhatia still carries some name recognition. Perhaps Pavon, in spite of his win, doesn't carry enough name recognition because he hasn't really been a PGA Tour player for any period of time. With that said, we're getting value. Matthew Pavon, minus 125 over Akshay Bhatia. I will say this about both of these guys. Neither of them have experience on this course, so you're not getting an advantage one way or the other. And I'll say this about the Hideki matchup. Both of them have experience on this course. Hideki a little bit more than Cam Davis, but Cam Davis was T6 here last year. Hideki Matsuyama, fifth. So they both had success on this course. Again, with the Hideki play, it's more of, I just think Hideki's a much better player right now than Cam Davis. All right, let's tee up PropStars. PropStars, we talked about your NBA props. We talked about how the NBA slate isn't huge today, and maybe they're you know, from a scheduling standpoint, they recognize what's going on in college basketball. It doesn't necessarily have to be a 12 or 13 crazy NBA slate. With that said, you have a pick, and I believe it's in this Houston, is it a Wizards game? Is that right?
It is. It's your Wizards, the DMV representing Sia. I'm going to actually fade Houston point guard Fred VanVleet. We're going under 30.5 points and assists. I like fading all of VanVleet's props. This would be my favorite as far as the combination lines are concerned. It's a big number for VanVleet. He averages 24.8 points and assists. The reason this line has kicked up is two reasons, mainly. A, the opponent, the Washington Wizards, who have been a turnstile defensively all season long, in addition to playing at a fast pace. And then also because Alperen Şengün, the center of the Houston Rockets, who's been their leading scorer, is on the shelf. He suffered a pretty gruesome injury a couple of nights ago. However, I think his absence, really the trickle-down effect, impacts other players far more than it does Fred VanVleet, who's already a high-usage player with or without Şengün. I also don't think this matchup against Washington is nearly as enticing as it was even just a couple of weeks ago. The Wizards have been playing better defense. They've also been playing significantly slower, and they've been actually stingy against opposing point guards. So this is an inflated line. The matchup not nearly as good as it may appear at first glance. I think it's a really good spot to fade Fred VanVleet under 30.5 points and assists.
All right, a couple follow-up questions for your proppy. First of all, Gipper's Picks asks, is Şengün back? And I don't think he is. He's not going to be back for at least a week or two, right?
Yeah, minimum. I mean, I don't think we've seen an official timetable, but definitely not back yet.
Yeah, I believe it's like a pretty deep bone bruise on his knee. So that'll take, fortunately, it's not anything worse than that, but that'll take some time. And then the question from John Romero, would you take VanVleet under 29.5 at minus 125?
I would play him there. Yeah, I'd play it down to 28.5. I also like his under 3.5. 3.5 made three-pointers as well for whatever reason. You don't have access to his combination lines. I prefer that to his outright points line. But, yeah, the points and assists is definitely my favorite of the bunch.
And, Poppy, if you don't mind, when did you put this out on Sportsline?
Actually, only like 15 or 20 minutes ago, Sia.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. So just know that a lot of times it's the night before. Sometimes it's the morning before. It's almost always before the show. But when Poppy puts them out, they do tend to move. So it's just something to keep in mind. Again, if you want to join Sportsline, just go to sportsline.com/join. Type in the promo code winners. I still think we got that promo code going. And you get 60% off the annual plan. Again, that's sportsline.com/join. All right. We need to get to a sports line pick, actually a couple sports line picks, including some more college basketball. And then Larry, we're finally going to get to you with a couple of basketball games, both of which I like. I just want everybody to know I subscribe to not just sports line, but the two picks Larry has. I am certainly all aboard there. But before we get to the sports line picks and to Larry's picks, let's hear one more message from our partners.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right. Kirk, I think you're giving me an update on Tom Hoagie and maybe some first round leader options. I gave out five. One was an extreme long shot. Four were a bit more realistic. All 60-1 or longer. But if you all have updates, I'm actually not watching the coverage right now. So be more specific. I'd love to know what's going on. Do you like Hoagie first round? But did you not watch the early wedge, Kirk? It's every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. And yes, I do like Tom Hoagie as a first round leader. Absolutely. All right. Sportsline side picks. Let's get to a couple of them. Of course, these aren't the only Sportsline side picks. There's many on there, but we've got a hockey pick to start off with. A little NHL action, and we're going Knights Flames over 6.5 at -105. Again, that's the Knights and the Flames over 6.5. And then we go to some college basketball. Ohio State -1.5 against Iowa. Again, that's at 6:30. The hockey game's at 9 o'clock tonight, Eastern Standard Time, of course. And then this Ohio State -1.5 against Iowa. That Ohio State playing pretty good basketball lately. I'll say that. That's at 6:30 tonight. All right. We got to get to the maestro. We got to get to Larry and a couple of picks. Listen, the chat, I don't want to tip your hand too much, but the chat was all over BYU. I mean, literally everybody's in it. It almost scares me how much the chat liked BYU. Larry, do you also like BYU?
I love BYU today. See, I laid the 1.5, but I would also lay up to 2.5. You know, Warren Washington, the 7-footer for Texas Tech, most likely, I believe they're going to hold him out. He's been out with a nagging foot injury. That means their biggest player is 6'7" in the starting lineup. BYU starts two guys who are 6'11". And I should note that Warren Washington had a huge game when they beat BYU earlier in the season. And one of BYU's big men was not in that game. So I think we're going to see a different script. Texas Tech also has a terrible history in this tournament. And both teams safely in the field. We know they're both very solid teams. But BYU, they can light it up from the outside. 14 made threes yesterday in a double-digit win. Number two in the country, making over 11 threes per game. And with those two big guys inside drawing a lot of attention, they're going to get some open looks. And I think BYU moves on, even though they did have to play yesterday. And Texas Tech has been waiting for this game. I think Texas Tech going to rest their big man for the big dance. And then a couple hours later at the Garden, St. John's, I got this at -3.5 on FanDuel. You're going to see, I'll play it up to four. We know what happened the last time they played Seton Hall when Rick Pitino went unusually personal against his own team and said they were unathletic. And he just ripped him, which we've never even seen coaches do this. Now he says it was all planned. It definitely looks like it was planned because they won five straight, 88 points per game, shooting lights out. The offensive spacing is a lot better. But you just look at these teams. St. John's is 39 in the net. Seton Hall is 62. Seton Hall has won both meetings. The first one, Pitino wasn't there. I just cannot see Rick Pitino and St. John's losing three times with this game in the Garden, with all the mojo they have, with what happened last time. I just love the way the Red Storm are coming into this tournament, and I cannot wait to see the atmosphere at the Garden.
Yeah, at the Garden. I mean, St. John's is going to have a lot of that crowd behind him. Seton Hall will have some fans show up too, but I'll say this about St. John's. I mean, you said what Pitino said about the team. You referenced the word unathletic. That might have been the nicest thing he said during that rant. And I encourage everybody who's watching, even if you're not a college basketball fan, go back and YouTube the Rick Pitino press conference after I can't remember who they lost to.
Well, they lost to Seton Hall. They blew a 19-point lead to Seton Hall and lost by six. And it looked like they were going to be out of the tournament. And both teams right now are in the last four in. So this game is huge.
Yeah, and you would think this game would mean even more to St. John's, given that rant, which again, you got to go to YouTube or wherever you get your content to find it. It would mean even a little bit more given that it came after the Seton Hall game. I absolutely love this St. John's pick. I'd play it to -4 as well. Buckets, go ahead.
Real quick, see, Scott in the chat, that's probably the word, said, what do you think about Sparta Prague versus Liverpool? Do you want to answer that one or would you like me to?
I think I like Liverpool over 1.5 goals.
Okay, so I was going to say, this is going to be tough, I did a Sportsline article where I actually played 2 unders in this matchup because I wanted to remind everyone that Liverpool is up 5-1 in aggregate scoring going into this match, and Jurgen Klopp said that he is planning on resting pretty much everybody in this game. Expect a lot of their U21 squad to play. So this is a match that until you see lineups, you want to be very careful. And you might want to be careful betting on any overs because most of the goal scorers will not be playing in this one. But then again, if Sia's on it, it might not matter what logic says because it's Sia. So remember that.
Hey, for the record, if there's ever a question, Buckets, or if this goes for anybody that I don't catch that you all catch, please feel free to interrupt me here. And by the way, I like BYU as well. Let me ask you this, because a lot of people like BYU, right? And I'm not a big Texas Tech guy. I've been betting against them for the most part, certainly the back half of the year. I will say this about Texas Tech. They strung together a few wins, two of them against, you know, bottom feeders in the Big 12, one against Baylor. That's pretty impressive. But I don't think this Texas Tech team is very good. Would you play this at BYU -3?
I'm not going to go that high. I think you could still find some 2.5s out in the marketplace right now.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I think I would play it at -3, but to Larry's point, if you want to buy the half a point, we don't tend to recommend that. But if it's 3 and you can buy the half a point and pay like a -120 or something, I think that's probably worth it to get it under that one possession. And by the way, scheduling note, Mark Buchholz, you asked if the MLB Futures prop show happened or not. It was supposed to happen yesterday at 3:00. We had some technical and scheduling difficulties, but we got a couple weeks, so we're going to bring that back. Obviously, it's going to be Prop Stars, Snyder, and of course, AMAGS with Grace, I believe. So no worries. But Mark, thank you for asking, because I forgot to mention that that show. Of course, we already have 2 Futures shows with that cast, minus Prop Stars. Prop Stars is going to join the Player Props show. Those are in your feed. I listened to one of them already. I'm waiting on the second one. I highly encourage you to set the table for baseball season to go back and watch those 2 MLB futures shows that have already happened. I also highly encourage you to do the Early Edge Bracket Challenge. Let's check this out. We're already, just so you know, our crew is already registered for this Early Edge Bracket Challenge. You need to do this too. Enter it now. It's officially March, and that means madness. Join the Early Edge Bracket Challenge and compete against our cappers for prizes and bragging rights. First place takes home a year's subscription to Sportsline. Link for the bracket pool is in the description. See terms and conditions for offer details. Now, I do know, before we get to the recap scheme, that there were a couple of questions on golf. There was a Scottie Scheffler 3-ball against Justin Thomas and Ricky Fowler at -120. It's okay. I don't love that. Scottie tends to, when he gets off to slow starts, it's usually a first round deal. JT, I think he could start off pretty hot. Not super worried about Ricky. I lean that way, but I certainly don't love it. And then there was a Kevin Mitchell question. I'd probably stay away from that matchup as well. All right, let's take a look at the recap screen. We've got Buckets, Leverkusen, Karabag, both teams to score at -115. Atalanta, team total over 1.5 at -120. The players, round one, we've got Hideki Matsuyama -135 over Cam Davis and Matthew Pavon -125 over Akshay Bhatia. By the way, our 3-ball that's going on right now, we have a 1-shot lead. Henley has a 1-shot lead currently, but we're only through 5 holes, so it's very early. Prop stars, Fred VanVleet under 30.5 points and assists. The Maestro, BYU -1.5. He said he'd probably play it up to -2.5. And then St. John's -3.5. He said he'd probably play that one up to 4. Our Sportsline site picks are the Knights and the Flames over 6.5. That's tonight in Ohio State -1.5. That's earlier tonight at 6:30. They, of course, are playing Iowa. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a full show. And if you want more picks, you want more information, because don't forget, Sportsline is not just a picks site. It's an analysis site too. My golf article, it's not under the picks tab. It's under the analysis tab. There is a lot to dive into on sportsline.com. A lot of data that you can use to inform yourself and maybe make some of your own picks as well, in tandem with taking all of our picks. We appreciate you joining us today. We appreciate you hitting the like button. On behalf of Jake the Snake, on the ones and twos and threes and fours, on behalf of Buckets, prop stars, the maestro. Ladies and gentlemen, have a very happy Thursday. Have a profitable Thursday. Of course, we'll see you here, same time, same place, tomorrow. I am the counselor. This is The Early Edge, and we rest our case.
The time has come for drag queens to save the world. Drag queens
save the world. RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars is back on Paramount Plus, and for the first time ever,
I want you to use your talent for good.
For a change.
Eight iconic queens are competing for the charity of their choice.
This is how you do drag.
Who will slay it forward, win cash for their favorite cause, and a coveted spot in the Drag Race Hall of Fame? RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. New season now streaming exclusively on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.